Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's amazing how far our appetites shift with the weather. Is it something about the summer air or just the sheer abundance of local produce that sharpens our appetite for the welcome crunch of fresh fruit and vegetables? Now, one way we can easily enjoy the best of what our markets have to offer is to try our hand at making salsas. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, salsas really play to Maryland's strengths.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's got to be summer produce that inspires any great salsa. And it's one of these things where, especially in the heat of the summer, where you don't want to necessarily fire up the oven and all the stove and the burners in the kitchen, doing something like a salsa, which rarely requires cooking, it adds a sauce to the top of grilled meats, vegetables, fish. That doesn't require heating up the kitchen, and that's super cool.
And when you bring that nice chilled salsa out and put it on top of something grilled.
Oh, yeah.
What a refreshing thing that is.
Yeah. I think the sky's the limit here again in terms of what you want to do. But I think you should keep in mind, you know, the four tastes, sweet, sour, bitter, and salty. Mm-hmm. And make sure you have components of each in your salsa. Obviously, for sweet, it's going to be the ripe fruits or vegetables that you're going to use for the salsa. Sour, we'll look to citrus juices, lemon or lime or orange juice or vinegars. Bitter, usually raw onion is where we find the bitterness, and red mm-hmm. onion especially, or sometimes raw garlic. And, of course, salt, obviously, but even getting a little more exotic like fish sauce or soy sauce if you're going to try and do something, you know, with an Asian flair. So after you sort of get those four components together, the sky's the limit, really. Seriously, you can start cutting and chopping and mixing together anything you want.
Now, you mentioned like taking an Asian approach or taking a Latin approach.
Yeah.
But these things really kind of cross-pollinate, don't they?
Yeah. And salsas, this is a cool time to take out some of your fun kitchen tools if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think always adds an extra element is charring things. And so if you're going to do something like a yellow pepper salsa, which is one of my favorites, charring, you know, grab out your little kitchen, your brûlée torch, and charring. Or on the grill, you know, if you've got the grill going, just throw them on and char them. Or charred tomato salsa, something like that. Everyone loves pico de gallo, but adding a little extra dimension of charring the tomatoes, let's say, before you chop them up,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of fun. As we start to see sweet Maryland corn, I just love a great corn salsa. But one of the great things or fun things to do is, if you have the smoking gun, is to smoke the corn.
Nice idea.
All you have to do is put the corn out, peel the corn, put it in a bowl with your smoking gun and a little applewood smoke. I usually do four rounds of that smoke, 15 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can cut it off the cob. Some people cook it. I actually love raw corn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's super, it stays sweet. So you can use that corn as one of the components for your salsa. That's a lot of fun. And then, of course, fruit salsas, I mean, I know people think it might be weird, but I think pork especially and chicken just love some of our summer stone fruits, things like, you know, peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And peaches also have this love for spicy, too. I mean,
yeah,
they're sweet, and they have a great sort of, they're strong enough to play up to something. So spicy peach salsa, things like that are all great.
Yeah, and so many options. I think what you can do is just stroll over to the market and just walk up and down the aisles, fill your basket, go home, and play.
Right.
Let's put some of our ideas on the website.
We certainly shall.
And we'll have some fun out there.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.